Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. I got a special guest in the booth today, Linus Martin, the new head basketball coach at Monterey High School. Linus, welcome to the show.
I appreciate you having me, Sam. Thank you very much.
No problem. It was pretty easy to get your number, you know, seeing as how you and my wife are related. So I appreciate you answering that call quickly. I think I called you 2 days ago and you're like, yeah, I'll come over there.
More than welcome. Just love being here. Love being a part of Monterey High School. And Tara's got the new job, and I know she's got her hands full with that, and she's loving every bit of it and done a tremendous job over there, because that's my kids go to school there, and they love it. They say nothing but good things.
She's loving it all right, but she comes home and gets to sleep a lot easier nowadays than she used to.
I could bet. It's a lot. It's a lot on you.
Yeah, no, she's really enjoying it. I appreciate you saying that. So we're going to dive in. I want people to – this show is about sports, yes, but it's more about the person and their past and what sports means to them. So we definitely, by the end, we're going to get into Monterey High School basketball a little bit. But first, I'd like the folks in the Upper Cumberland, you were in Smithville. You coached right there for a long time and have had a really good career, and we'll talk a lot about that. And then leading into your job in Monterey and why you moved and why you wanted to and all of that. But first, let's talk about growing up as a young Linus. Right. So where did you go to elementary school and middle school and high school? And, you know, we'll get into what sports meant to you at that time.
I guess I've been in DeKalb County pretty much all my life. As a kid, I think we moved there around 4 years old, maybe. My mom moved us back there with family. We had a lot of family that actually lived in Cuffell, probably more than we did anywhere, but ended up relocating to Smithville. And went to elementary school in Smithville, middle school in DeKalb, Smithville or DeKalb, whichever way. Yeah. Went to high school at DeKalb. And every time when I tell people, I was from Smithville, they'd always think Carthage. You know,
yeah.
It gets confusing for Smith County and Smithville.
Right next to each other.
It does. I mean, people would think the opposite one for most, but that's where I went to high school. That's, all throughout and graduated in 91. So, had a lot of good years in DeKalb County and was fortunate enough a long time ago to come back there and be able to coach.
So predominantly since you're 4 years old, you've been in DeKalb County.
I sure have.
Let's talk about your immediate family. Introduce everybody to your family.
Mm-hmm. I've got a wife, Jess. We've lived in Cuffell since 2013. We moved up here from DeKalb. We've got five kids. Yeah. And I tell people it's crazy. It's crazy good. There's never a dull moment. It keeps you on your toes, especially doing this job. And, she's a great supporter. I wouldn't be able to do the things I'm able to do because she works a lot of long hours, does a great job at her profession. You know, she puts a lot of time in to being successful at what she does. She takes as much pride in that, probably more pride than anybody I've seen that does their work. We've got a daughter. This is how spread out is it. This is where it gets really good. She chose to go to Cuffell High School this year, and she's a sophomore. She's 15. We've got a son, Kale, who's in seventh grade at Prescott. I've got a son, Crew, who's a fifth grader at Prescott. I got a son, Cash, he's a kindergartner at Capshaw. Then we've got a daughter, Cooper, that is two, that she's at Lighthouse Learning Academy. And then I'm at Monterey. So the schools and the time are spread out. We've got a lot of good support of people that help out, that make things possible and stuff. But your kids is your life. You know that with yours. It's the greatest joy that you have. People say, man, that's busy. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's fun. So it's the things I enjoy the most too.
We're talking to Linus Martin, head basketball coach up on the hill at Monterey High School. I mean, you got a small team there, five kids in there, and man, you're driving up the hill to Monterey every day, and they're spread out all over the place. That's got to be never dull, as you said. I'm sure it's never dull in your house.
No, I mean, that's the way we're trying to figure out morning plans, drop off, and, you know, starting at Prescott, it's like crazy chaos pulling in, getting your kids. You got to get them there early enough to get out of, you know, the pickup line and drop off line. And Jess was taking Keegan and Cooper to school, and I had the two boys, and she had Cash too. So it was trying to, you know, to mix and match how to do it. Now, how do you pick them up? You know, and that was the probably harder than anything, and was trying to figure that out, you know, having help. It's just, couldn't do it without good people. Good people make it more enjoyable and know that your kids are in good hands, that they care enough about your kids as much as you do. And that's at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, those things are more important than probably coaching and stuff, that you got that many good people that support you and are willing to help you out.
There's no doubt. And, you know, behind every good coach is a solid support mechanism, meaning your wife, and every good coach out there that does well and loves their job and enjoys being a part of that. You know, you've always got that soulmate there behind them that's really supporting everything that's going on.
Yeah. If you have, you probably know this, guys. I do. We get down on ourselves a lot, and they're probably the picker up, you know, that keep you going and make you believe in yourself. And because going through coaching, it's a lot of ups and downs. There's not a lot of ups. You know, I think you as time is when I've learned to push things off to the side and it not meaning as much some things, but there's still, we're human.
Yeah.
And things affect us in different ways, and that love and that support and that caring, you know, everything's got its ups and downs throughout life, and it's how you're able to maintain it and be better for, you know, learning through the good times and the bad times and being a better person, be a better coach. Those are the things I hope I'm getting better at as time has went, because those are the things I think I struggled at early on, you know, and trying to get better and be a better human being. And, you know, just, you know, sometimes those things are more important than sometimes being a better coach. So those are the things we're working on.
Good deal. And I want to take it back a little bit to growing up in Smithville. And with your family there, talk about the times growing up in a small town.
My daughter, she chewed me out the other day and said, y'all got to do everything. And and I said, no, we really didn't. You know, it was basically get on your bicycle and ride to the next person's house. Or I said, we were playing some type of yard football or basketball in the backyard, riding bikes. You know, we didn't have phones. She said, well, you had phones. I said, no, I don't think we had phones either. I said, there wasn't any form of communication. Those are the things that kept us busy. And friendship back then was a lot different than I see it now, because there was just a different type of bond. There's a different type of kids. I mean, it felt like everything you got was earned, and it was, you know, it was blue collar, and kids are, you know, they appreciated everything that you do or you give them and things like that. And so we're in a lot different society of that growing up, that those things in that way made me a better person today, to make my kids hopefully understand that things aren't given. Things are going to be worked for. It's not, every kid's not the same.
Entitlement.
Yeah. It's an entitlement that we feel like that we're at now, and that's a tough thing. And today it really is. It makes it hard.
Especially in sports, it's a tough thing. We're talking to Linus Martin, head basketball coach up on the hill at Monterey High School. So, I mean, you know, let's just put a name to it. The differences nowadays is a lot of kids will play video games inside. You mentioned when we were growing up, it was bikes, it was ball, it was, you know, whatever you wanted to do. If you're a band student or an art student, we still had that at that time. But, you know, let's tag what it is. That social media has made a big difference. And I'm going to say this, there's as many good things that come with social media as there are bad things. And it's like anything else, you know, someone can take anything and turn it into a negative if they want to use it for that. So there's a lot of good ways that social media and connection, you know, in ways that never existed before is one of those positive things. But then at the same time, that face-to-face relationship, you know, it kind of took a back seat. And I think that's made a little bit of an impact on these students. But it is what it is. They're growing up with the tools that they have, and they're going to have to learn to manage it in ways that are most beneficial for them, no matter what the situation is.
I agree.
I do enjoy looking back at those days when you could get out on a bicycle and ride around in the neighborhood, and mom and dad weren't worried about you being out there riding around in the neighborhood. And nowadays, I don't know that we can do that as much as we used to.
It's different.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your sports. Just in general, as we begin this discussion, you know, what does sports mean to you, and how has it affected your life?
It was probably been everything. It's I think my parents separated when I was like four, maybe three, somewhere in there. I don't know if Kason was even born. So I had a stepdad at that age, early age, that kind of got me into sports, and that's kind of where it rode out. You know, being a baseball player, being a football, then got into basketball about sixth grade, seventh grade, somewhere in there. Wasn't very good at it. That's one of those things you had to work very hard at it, but it's one of those things that have kind of molded me to appreciate what hard work is, not being the best at something, not making a team in different challenging times. So when I have been through it, I've been through the good, I've been through the bad. So when you're relaying it to a kid, those are true stories. Those are lifelong stories that you're trying to express. Don't give up, be resilient, be tough, be gritty. Those are the words you give to your team a lot of times. So, you know, going through the tough moments and stuff, but sports was all I had. It was everything. And I don't know what else that somebody asked the other day, what else do you do? I don't. There's no hunting. There's no fishing. There's no going to do anything other recreational, other than sports. So it's the only thing I have. It's the only thing I know. It's probably the only thing I feel like I'm decent enough at, that I could pass on and teach and, so those are that's all I have. So I just live by those memories and try to make those, to learn from my mistakes to make the next choice for the kid a little bit better.
So let's run through real quick. Let's run through the kids. I know most all of them play sports.
Right.
So let's run top to bottom, your kids and what sports they're involved in.
Keegan hates sports. she'll tell you if she cannot have to go with dad or to mom to a game or something, she's happy, but she works at, she goes to Power here in town.
Oh, wow.
And so she does that. She's into that competitive cheer.
Awesome. Well, that's definitely a sport.
It's a sport, and she'll make sure she tells me that that's a sport and that it's tough and it's grueling. We try to make plenty of time for all of her events. They got just as many dates coming up that we try to work ahead. So she stays busy 2 to 3 days a week.
We'll be right back with Linus Martin, head basketball coach at Monterey High School.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Good morning, Upper Cumberland. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Again, I have Linus Martin, head basketball coach at Monterey High School, new head basketball coach up at Monterey High School up on the hill. And when we left for break, we were talking a little bit about his actual kids and the sports that they were playing. So let's continue that conversation there. What's the next one down?
Kale. And Kale's really growing into a fine young man. He's in seventh grade at Prescott. He loves basketball. That's where he seems to spend all of his time. He's gotten into working out hard with, trying to figure out weights and different things, get quicker, to get stronger, the things he wasn't very good at. So he's an extremely hard worker, great kid. He probably didn't come for me I have to tell people that because he's a great kid. I mean, just, if you want your kid to be like that,
Beating genetics.
He's beating genetics because he probably didn't get that from me. but he's good. He loves basketball, and that's where he puts all of his focus and time. Then you got Crew, who's 10, be 11 in January, but he's in fifth grade at Prescott. He loves basketball. He loves baseball. I think he would play football. We haven't got to that point with either one of them because they both ask. And it's,
wow.
And so those are things that are coming. Eventually, you're probably either going to give in or not, and you never try to deter your kids. It's a scary, a scary move that you make the next time with that. So, but that may be where we go with that. And
well, I'll just tell you there, my father, he didn't let me get on the football field until I was in eighth grade.
See?
It was my first year.
And look what kind of career you had.
It worked out. I never was tired of it, I can tell you that.
No, you loved it. And the kids that I see, even when I was at the Cab, some of the best athletes didn't get into football until about what you said, eighth grade. And the crazy thing, they were great in other sports, but once they played football, that ended up being their favorite sport.
Hmm.
So it's a crazy trend that you can see because it's just a fun sport.
Yeah.
You get to hit people, or, you know, and put contact on them and stuff, but Crew loves baseball. He loves basketball. I think he loves everything. Then Cash is, he's right there just getting beat down by his brothers all the time. And, I think he's got a chance to be, he's the one that everybody comes up and says, boy, that one's going to be the real deal.
Probably going to be the toughest one.
He's going to have to be. And there wasn't no other way to go. He just got hit all the time and pushed on and hit and cried all the time. And, so he's made him tougher. He loves basketball. He loves baseball. And now he's went and bought, we got a football the other night. And I think Jess about had a breakdown for getting him a football. But those are the things, if you can teach him a little bit, and that might be something they do play or don't play. So he's five and he's in kindergarten. So we're fixing it. This will be his first year of basketball coming up. So we're excited to not let the kids do anything other than him so we can focus some time with him. Then Cooper's two, and she just thinks she's a little bit different. She don't know what she's going to be into, but with Cash around, he's doing to her what he gets done by the boys all the time. So probably, you know, in 3 years, she'll pick a route or some way to go. And, you know, when I was at the Cab, I did softball for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done softball before. And that's, man, you talk about a terrific sport.
It's a good sport.
It is a good sport, and it's fun, and it's great to teach. The games are fast. So there's a lot of exciting things that we've got to look forward to with our kids that just make it meaningful, just rewarding, just watching them, you know, gel to excel and get better and just be better people, you know, generally.
The cool thing is not only do you get to see the perspective of the head coach, which you've done for a while now, but now with these kids, you get to see it from a parent point of view. And for me, you know, when that happened for me with Will and you know, how I was coaching a little bit when Hallie was coming up, that perspective from the parent side really helps you be a better head coach.
Well, that's a great point that you made out. And I'll tell you, the first time I got that speech was in about 07, 08. And man, I'm just, you know, starting out, I rode them, man. I was hardcore. They think I'm hard now. It wasn't anything like it was. And back then it was probably a lot worse. Cause that's all I knew. That's what my dad had been like that. His favorite coach was Bobby Knight. So you can kind of take it from there where it was going. And then that lady, one of the parents at that time said, you'll never know what's going on until you have your own. And it never really made sense. It's like, man, I do, you know, thinking it back in him, but I really didn't until I had kids. And, you know, you see the good, the bad. What can I do to be better? What can I, you know, God, man, back then I could have changed a lot of things. And as time has went, it has changed me a lot to be better,
sure,
to be more loving, to be more caring, to be more sympathetic to other things other than my sport that's going on. You know, there's other things to life. They're going to miss. Things are going to come up. You know, it's life. It's too short to worry about some things that really does. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, the friendships and the, I just talked to a kid today that I'd coached in 2012-13 and called today and said, you know, where you been, coach? And he said, I knew you was at Monterey. And then I was like, man, you were good. I'd love to have you back. You know, one of the best point guards I ever coached. But those things at the end of the day are going to be more special than, cause nobody's going to remember how many games you won.
Yeah.
I mean, really not. I mean, some will, but most won't.
Yeah. We're talking to Linus Martin, head coach up at Monterey High School. I think you really onto something there. That perspective is unique, and you know, you want kids to walk by the rule, and what you're doing that for, that discipline, is setting them up for future success and whatever they do. They don't realize it at that time, but at the same time, you there's a lot of different perspectives, and there's a lot of different changes to families, you know, that have happened in the last 15, 20 years that maybe we didn't have to deal with when we were growing up. And you do have to be sympathetic to some of these things. And you know, I guess a big difference for me is the number of single parent families that are out there. And you take a look at a parent at home trying to do all this on their own, and you got five kids, and it's you got two people, and it's hard to do that. You can't imagine doing it with a single parent family.
Yeah, it's the dynamics that you know, we've had a few kids miss, and I've told our, you know, Jared Phillips played in Monterey, helped Coach West, and he's been there forever. Tremendous player, tremendous person. And, that's why I was telling you, you know, some of these kids that are missing, they're just in a situation that makes it hard for me as a coach to be so clamped down on things when, you know, sometimes it's out of their hands. So it does change perception of things, but if you can be up front and know expectations, what's expected in the classroom, in the weight room, condition wise, to get us through the preseason, what type of people that we are in the school, the community, are we leading by example? Are we the best kids in the school? Are we not? You know, what are the things that we need to work on? You know, as a coaching staff, communicating with parents. There's a lot of parents in that situation that just is extremely hard. And you try to give them the benefit of the doubt. And at the end of the day, you just got to make the best judgment you can.
You know, it hit home for me when I was coaching softball and football at that time. And had a student athlete came in that was in my class. And mm-hmm. you think, well, I'm her coach and, you know, I've got this class. I don't have to worry about this one. Came in a couple times without their homework and, you know, being the person that I was at that time without kids, you know, I just kind of dropped the hammer and, mm-hmm. you know, the kid starts crying on me and I'm like, well, right. There's no crying in baseball. What are you doing? she told me, I'm sorry. I wasn't able to get my homework, but my mom had to work last night and I was at home watching my two younger siblings and I felt like an idiot.
Right.
You know, I'm worried about homework for this kid and you're actually 14 years old at home being an adult, you know, and that's when I learned that lesson right then.
They're in a lot of situations that we would have never handled. Right. And I still don't know that I could handle them today. It's tough being a parent. The hardest job is being a husband, but also being a parent. But a lot of them are working so much and they're in a single family home. The biggest thing I see is just a lack of love.
Yeah.
And sometimes if we can be just a little bit more sympathetic, you know, to situations and, you know, just let it go sometimes, not saying that that's the right way all the time, but at the end of the day, you'll feel a lot better about yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes it absolutely is.
It is, without a doubt.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Linus Martin and have some more conversations. Good morning, Upper Cumberland, and welcome back to Local Matter Sports. It's your host, Sam Brooks. Got Linus Martin, head coach at Monterey High School, in the booth today. We've been talking about family dynamics, dealing with student-athletes, and then prior to that, what sports has meant to him and growing up in his life. And we're going to continue that conversation now with him being the head basketball coach at Monterey High School. Spent a year last year as an assistant to Adam West, mm-hmm. who was a Monterey local, grew up in Monterey, went to Monterey, came back to coach at Monterey. I've had him on the show actually a couple times. He does a great job. Works in the Vital program over there with me over in Allgood at our office and does a fantastic job. Adam really does a fantastic job in just about everything that he does. You know, he's a great family guy like yourself and two kids, and both of them played for him. And, you know, we talked about that, and you're going through the same type of things. But you take over for a guy who's come into Monterey and probably – you have had some really good past seasons with coaches that have been there. Stacy Ferris comes mm-hmm. to mind, and, you know, I can't remember the guy that was up there that coached Adam when he was there, but he had some good years up there too. So Adam's done a good job of getting the basketball moving in a really good direction, taking them to the state tournament a couple of times, which is the ultimate, right. You know, in Tennessee and the districts that we, you know, play all of our sports in, football, whatever it might be, you know, that's the goal, getting to the state playoffs. And you're taking over in that situation, kind of a rebuilding situation, I would say. And so how did you get to Putnam County and why did you want to come to Putnam County and why did you make that move? I know you were living here, right. So that's probably a big part of it.
I've been at DeKalb forever, and we had played Coach West and had a lot of great games, a lot of great battles. And the time that we moved here was 2013, in the summer of 2013. I'd said it all along. I said, Monterey is the hidden gem of all hidden gems. I said, if you can get some kids to come your way and you can build something, I said, and it'll just keep flowing in there, and the dynamics is there for it to be great. You throw in the new facilities. Ooh. What people don't know I've gotten into big with our serial killers. I'll throw a shout out to that. Is something that we've established that's doing pretty good, and it's going to expand more this coming season. It's getting into AAU and getting people in our building and seeing our facilities and being at our practices and things like that to be like, wow, man, I had no idea that it was this nice up here. And that's the word. I went to my first football game against Waverly this weekend and took the boys and stuff. And I never heard so many people that were Waverly going by, man, I had no idea this was this nice. Look at the facilities, what it's got. It's got great coaches. It's got great administrators, got great teachers, got great people that love what they do. So when we've been here all this long, I thought, man, that would be a great job one day. I truly said that. There wasn't anything just because I got the job. I thought someday that's going to be a great job, and it will be. But during that time, Coach West had reached out to me last year. You know, I didn't really think he'd be ready to retire because he is Mr. Monterey. He's done everything for this school. Replacing him, I'm in that position to replace it and do what he did. Absolutely not. I can't be him. I can try to do some of the things. We want to keep the basketball program where it's at and keep it, because getting to the state tournament, there's really no higher bar other than winning, and that would be the goal. But the things that he's achieved in the last 4 years has been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, two out of the last three were at the state tournament, one with the COVID year, and he had a great team. I could imagine what that team would have done. Then this past year, he had called and said, would you be interested? And at that time, I'd left DeKalb about 2 years ago. I thought I was done. I mean, it was probably 3 months into school, and they had called about something, so I left 3 months into school at DeKalb after I done stepped aside and went to Smith and ended up coaching baseball, high school baseball, and was going to get into basketball. Things went a different direction over there. So he called last year and would you be interested? I was like, man, I hope this is the real deal. I hope this is not something, you know, that is serious. And it was, because Adam is a man of his word. This is exactly what was going to happen. This is what we're going to do. If this is something that you're interested in. And I was really more, it meant more to me that he reached out to me. I mean, I don't know why he reached out to me. I still don't know why he reached out to me. Because that's just big shoes to fill, the type of person. And my wife would attest to this. He's probably the best person I've ever been around. You couldn't find a better person. So you're talking just a person that's just a great human being. Not just a good coach, good with everything. So when he reached out and said, would you do that? I was like, man, I'll leave today. And a job had came open at Monterey with the vital position. I knew that was something different I hadn't done. I'm a PE guy. You know how us PE guys are.
Oh, yeah.
So it was different. It's been a lot of learning on the fly, but I wouldn't trade that position and the people that I'm around with for nothing. It's been a lot of learning, a lot of good stuff. It's a lot of stuff I can take home to my own kids and teach, because the vital in Putnam County is headed. Look where it's headed. I mean, it's big time now with everything that's going on. So with the job and then with the coaching job, it just kind of come out of nowhere. I think it was September of last year, came on and helped. I thought that was the best situation to learn, to be around, see how things work. What can I do to be better? You know, learning from somebody that already been there, because people have no idea how hard it is to get to the state tournament. I mean, it's extremely
in that district.
It was hard. And I've been at DeKalb for 17 years and trying to get through Upperman and Livingston was a gauntlet every year, even if you had good teams and stuff. So I appreciate those things. If you can get there, that's a heck of a job. And there's a lot, and I've learned along the way, there's a lot of great coaches that don't get there. And there's a lot of good ones that, you know, it's a crazy balance. But to get that job, man, I couldn't have been more thankful, more blessed, to be able to take my kids there, to be a part of that, to keep helping it, that it grows, that I get, it's just a special place. I can't describe it anymore. It's not as far a drive as people think. I live, you know, right in the middle of Putnam County, and it probably takes me 10 to 12 minutes to get to Prescott and takes me about 18 minutes to get to Monterey. Mm-hmm. So it's not any further out of the way. It's just a great place to check out to take your kids one day.
So many things to touch back on there that you just said. And I'll start with the school itself. You know, I go into all of the Putnam County schools in my job with Vital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that school is just what they did with the school and it tearing the existing school down, putting it back on the same property, having the sports fields in the locations that they're mm-hmm. in, football field being on one end of the school, and then the baseball and the softball field being on the other end. And the gym is the focal point in the middle of the whole school. And I'll tell you, there's not a better built school that makes more sense that I've been into.
It accommodates the size. Two great gyms. Unbelievable gym. You couldn't ask for a better facility gym-wise. Football field set up great. Got your baseball and your softball are side by side. Everything is right there. We deal with great coaches. You couldn't ask for better people to be around that are just not just good coaches, but good people that make the job more enjoyable. Because you know how it is. It's a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that you count on, you know, when things are good and things are bad. And it's just a great situation. I always wanted an auxiliary gym wherever I was at.
You got one.
And I got one in DeKalb and Smith. We didn't have one. So this is a blessing, especially with my kids. Well, you know, a big thing was me. Can I get out of there in time to get all my kids picked up? And it is a great situation. And Ms. Farley, Mr. Buckner, Ms. Novak, Coach West, all those people play a huge part in making this enjoyable and fun and want to do great things there.
We're talking to Linus Martin, head basketball coach up on the hill at Monterey, and took over the job this year. Well, another thing you mentioned there, the hole that Adam West left. I think most people out there know that I'm involved with the Vital program on the Future Ready side, and I'd been trying to get Adam West, you know, come down the mountain and work for Vital for a long period of time. And I knew that he was, you know, his kids were there and he was loving being the head coach there. And he really had no reasons to get out. He's been coaching, teaching for 23 years as of mm-hmm. this year. And, you know, and finally, you know, he came to me when his youngest was going to be a senior. And he said, Sam, I think I'm ready to make that move.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of the positions come open that you have, then I'd love to talk to you about it. And of course, I knew right then that, you know, if we had a position open, then he was the one that we wanted. His IT background, I mean, the guy can take apart a computer and put it back together, you know, by himself with his own, and he learned that on his own. That's what amazes me the most. But I think the point in all that I was trying to get to is, You come from a situation where you've been in physical education and take great pride in that mm-hmm. class and everywhere that you've been. And now you're asked to come into the Vital Lab situation where you're entertaining students that are possibly taking credit recovery, possibly taking some credit initial credit classes,
right.
AP classes, college classes in high school. That had to be a huge learning curve for you.
People, and that was the biggest thing I could tell. So you're not dealing with one focal thing. It was a broad array of different things that has been unique. And you couldn't ask for anything that different or better. I've enjoyed it. And I know when he sees my number, probably call every day, I'm like, man, I got to call Coach West today. But I've never ran across anybody like that never in a bad tone. Hey, coach. It's always, hey, coach, how can I help you? And I'm like, man, I know I got another issue or a problem. I need to, oh, yeah, yeah. And those make things easier. So that makes me want to be a better person because I'm like, man, I don't know if I could handle that situation. If it was Martin calling me every day, I'd be like, God, here we go again or something.
Man, we weren't even able to get into basketball a whole lot in this interview. So all that means is I'm going to have to bring you back. And we will have to talk some more. Maybe sometime during the season when I can pull you away, we'll get an update on how the season's going and all that. But I appreciate you taking the time and joining us today and especially on your break. So thanks a lot for coming in. And we're anxious to see how the season goes and follow you along the way.
I appreciate it, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.